We love to get what we can from governments and government grants, and we love to see spending here in the Hunter. Sadly, when it compares with other areas in fairly close proximity, such as the Central Coast, we seem to be lagging somewhat. Maybe to explain why that is the case is Member for Newcastle MP Sharon Clayton. Good morning, Sharon. When it comes to funding from federal grants, why does the Hunter seem to get the tail end of what's going on?
Well, a close examination of this recent community development grants program would suggest that the government has deliberately skewed funding programs. That is a problem on many, many fronts. You know, it is a large sum of money, around $941 million, I believe, has already been committed to some 750 projects. When you analyse the location of those projects, it's a very worrying picture. Not only are most of those projects located in coalition seats, but 450 of those projects were committed during an election campaign period.
So with most of the stuff coming at election time, you could possibly argue the point that seats and areas tend to get left behind when they are not either perhaps swinging seats or in favour of particular governments. Do you think maybe Newcastle takes itself for granted and doesn't pay enough attention politically in that sphere?
Well, certainly under other governments, Newcastle has done very well. When we look at this grant, however, we see a situation whereby funding going into coalition seats. So you've got a situation where seats on the Central Coast were showered with some $12 million worth of grants from this particular program. Newcastle getting nothing, Shortland getting nothing, and, you know, a token sort of spattering of $160,000 into the seat of Hunter. Had those projects, you know, I don't begrudge any community getting grant money for projects that help build stronger, viable regions. The problem with some of the money, well, my shadow minister for regional communication, regional services and local government, in fact, yesterday referred some of one particular project of the Central Coast again back to the Australian National Audit Office, because there are some serious questions around some of the governance issues associated with that project and whether or not it is in fact delivering as it was intended to do, and that was deliver some specific training outcomes for the Central Coast. Which, as I said, you wouldn't begrudge money going into training and employment programs into any community with high youth unemployment like we've got in the Central Coast. The issue is, you know, is this really the best value of and best use of public dollars, which are very precious, I've got to say. And when my community in Newcastle sees what is a very obvious skewing of funding along political lines rather than lines of actual need, then serious questions are being asked. And one of the quickest ways to erode public trust in the political process is for governments to allow politics to take precedent over community need.
So with that in mind, Sharon, just very quickly, do you think there's anything that the community should be doing in paying attention to these sort of things that are happening?
I absolutely welcome the National Audit Office investigation of this. That's an independent body at arm's length from government telling us why it is that this Community Development Fund program is allowed to operate in the way it does. It is a problem because communities don't, like Newcastle, don't even get to put up their hand and say, we need money for X or Y project. This is a grant scheme that has no competitive funding round attached to it. It is a grant scheme that relies almost exclusively on ministerial discretion.
With that in mind, Sharon, I guess we will wait and see what comes out of the audits, and fingers crossed we might get a little bit more shared across the whole area. Thank you so much for your input on that with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's MP for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton, and what seems to be an uneven skewing of funding from federal grants. Hopefully we can see a little bit more in the Hunter. Fingers crossed. I still have my doubts. To NURFM 103.7.